Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be here. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. And he is the guy who puts together the very scientific survey of small businesses and asked them about what's going on. It's called the NFIB Index for Small Business Optimism. And we're still trying to find some of that optimism. The guy that's looking for lower real estate prices, the old guy.
That's it. You know, Tom Keene, the Bloomberg news guy, got tired finally, and he labeled it the Index of Small Business Pessimism because we've had such a bad record through this recovery.
Right.
There isn't any optimism.
And you're just reporting the news. I mean, just reporting what's happening, folks.
Exactly.
So, here's an interesting element of your report, the labor market part of it. You got folks who you say are trying. They're hiring or trying to hire. What does that mean? What's trying to hire mean?
Well, about 45% of our people report that they hired or tried to hire, meaning that they, you know, had an opening, and they did whatever they do. You know, they asked their other employees if they knew somebody to fill the opening, or they advertised it, or they went to a company to help them find somebody. But they tried to hire somebody, and of course, 87% of that 45% or so said few or no qualified applicants.
Do you know what they mean by qualified? Because it could. In other words, qualified, when I think of qualified, I think I need a college graduate and nobody with a college graduate shows up, a degree shows up. But it could be I need a truck driver with a driver's license and nobody with a driver's license shows up. Is there any, can you guys differentiate any of that?
That's right. Well, we do have some information on that. I will actually pull it up here real quickly.
Because the way you're looking for that, the point, folks, is if I'm qualified, but I can't pass the drug test, if I'm technically qualified for the job, but I can't pass the drug test, then I'm not qualified. If I have a CDL license, but I've lost my driver's license because I got caught with a DUI, then I'm not qualified, even though I may be the best truck driver in the world.
Right.
So that's different from I need somebody to break metal and I can't find any metal workers.
Exactly. Well, let me give you a little summary. This time we had 29% of our owners say they had a job opening that they're having trouble filling, and that's the highest we've seen in the recovery. That's a very good sign. That usually means the labor market's tight and the unemployment rate is low. It's a good predictor of the unemployment rate. So we asked in a special study one time, what were the main kind of typical things that got people unqualified, that disqualified an applicant?
Mm-hmm.
And 25% said, as you might expect, lack of specific work skills
mm-hmm.
that were needed. And then about 23% said, you have a lousy work history, all right, which you can see that. But here's the one that blew my mind. 15% said lack of social skills. 20% said wage expectations were unreasonable.
Wow.
And about almost 15% said appearance.
Wow.
Almost 20% said attitude.
Wow. Boy, these guys are tough.
Right. And then the things that you mentioned, like legal, you know, whether you're in legal or not, that's only 5%. And about 8% said they occasionally had to turn people down because of a drug issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, these.
So these are things that
you can fix.
Yes.
Take a bath.
Take a bath and wear clothes. Show up on time. How about that?
Right, exactly.
Show up when you're supposed to.
Yeah.
How about if you don't have a job, and you're qualified, and this is a job you're qualified for, and you're not qualified for more? How about take it and earn the rest of your money?
Well, those are the things that. So these are people that don't have to have even a high school degree. long as they have a good attitude.
So how do these people make a living if they leave these jobs, if they don't?
Well, you've seen the statistics. Now, there are more people in some of our states, like I've forgotten which one, whether it's Illinois, there are more people on welfare than, you know, than working.
Oh, yeah, we've crossed over the Rubicon on that. What was it, 40% more people are on food stamps today than they were 7 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you actually have more people collecting a check from the government than collecting a check from a company. Yep. That's not good.
You know, you wonder if some of these people show up like this on purpose. And you might want to call their bluff and put them to work anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, it's true because I'm sure there are some or many, you know, who go look for the job because you have to be looking for a job to keep benefits.
Right, exactly. No, you got to be able to report that back.
Back to the social worker. You have to say, see, I tried to get
spending,
a job.
Capital spending reported up, but you said you didn't see any signs of spending. Is that right?
Well, you know, the capital spending did go up, but a point or so. But plans for capital spending, you know, stayed low.
What does that mean?
Well, we asked two questions. One question we ask is, in the last 6 months, did you make an actual outlay, you know, capital outlay? And we ask them what they bought, you know, what they did, equipment, new buildings, new this, mm-hmm. new that, and so on. So that was about 60% of the owners.
Right.
And that's low, by mm-hmm. the way. It's the best that we've seen in the recovery, but it's low from an economy that's running on at least all, you know, most cylinders.
People are not hiring, and they're not really hiring, and they're not investing in that.
Yeah, we have to.
And that's across the board. That's not just small companies. Quick
that's
break.
True.
Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. Wages are up and profits are down when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.